You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you again for tuning in and joining us for the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are a radio ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. God bless you to our leaders. We thank you so much for the opportunity and just the privilege to be on the platform and sharing the Word of God today. I am your host, Andre Jordan. You can find us on the Kingdom Sound broadcast every Monday through Friday right here on WWBC 100.7 at 6 p.m. We invite you to join us at Victory any of our service times, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. morning worship, and Tuesday night at 7:30. Come for a wonderful time of Bible study and growing in the Word of the Lord and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So today we're talking from a topic, The Promise Awaits. The Promise Awaits. And so, Father, thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy and your kindness to each of us. Thank you for those tuning in, some for the very first time, some by divine appointment, some are faithful listeners. Father, we thank you for all of them. We thank you for the Holy Spirit of God that is always in tune with the Kingdom Sound of heaven. We pray, Father, let there be a release today on this broadcast of what you want us to know and be reminded of and to receive in our hearts. Let us be open to the Word of God, the Word of truth. Use your servant mightily, Father, to bring forth the Kingdom Sound that you desire on today. I pray and I ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. So we're talking about the promise awaits. The promise of God awaits us. And so we're looking at Exodus chapter 14. God wants you and I to go forward. I don't know about you. I may not know you personally, so I don't know your circumstance. I don't know your situation, but I came to encourage hearts on today that the promise yet awaits. To take courage, to take heart, to be strengthened today, to not be discouraged and dismayed, not to fall by the wayside, but to take heart and know the promise of God awaits. The promise of God awaits you and I. It's waiting. It's waiting on us. It's like when you set an appointed time to meet someone and they get there early. And they're waiting on you. And I want to say that is an example of our God. We are not waiting on him. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what your situation looks like. You're not waiting on God. It feels like that to us because we're humans. It feels like, why don't God move? God, don't you hear me? God, don't you see me? Oh, we God. But you know what? The truth of the matter is, he's waiting on us. He's waiting on you and he's waiting on me. And everything he's promised and predestined, it's waiting too. So today, the Kingdom Sound and the topic and the word for all of us, the promise awaits. Let it stir in your heart today. The promise awaits. Let's go to the word and let's read some scriptures. Exodus 14. I want to look at verse Let me see. Where do I want to start? Let's start with verse 5. Exodus chapter 14. Let's start with verse 5. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people, the children of Israel, had fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the children of Israel. And Pharaoh said, and the servants said, why have we done this? Why did we ever let the children of Israel go from serving us? And Pharaoh made ready his chariot, and Pharaoh took his people with him. Pharaoh took 600 chosen chariots. Those sound like Cadillac chariots to me. And all the chariots of Egypt, and he took the captains over every one of the chariots of Egypt. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and Pharaoh pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand, with a strong hand, with their hands raised in victory, with their hands raised in defiance. Oh, right, with their hands raised with the strength of God. But, verse 9, the Egyptians pursued after them. All the horses, all the chariots of Pharaoh, all his horsemen, all of his army, and they overtook the children of Israel camping by the sea beside Pi-Haroth and Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, as he was approaching where the children of Israel were encamped, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, they could see that the Egyptians marched after them. And the children of Israel were so afraid and panicked and frightened. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. I want to just say the topic again. The promise awaits. I want to just say, don't get disturbed by the circumstantial evidence. The promise is awaiting you and I today. We read so far Exodus chapter 14. We read verse 5 all the way through verse 10. We didn't read verse 1, but verse 1 of chapter 14 says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between against Baal-Zephon. So I backed up to verse 1 to show us, although the children of Israel were panicked and frightened and disturbed and afraid when they saw that Pharaoh and the Egyptians and his horsemen and his chariots had caught up to almost overtaking them, they could see the enemy. They could see the enemy making his approach. But the greatest thing is that God instructed their leader. God told Moses. God is the one that told Moses, camp there. Camp there. I want to say this. Sometimes we're so focused on the enemy. We're so focused on what it looks like through our natural eye gate. We're so focused on what is by sight. But we've got to remain in faith. We've got to remain in faith when we know that we know that we know, no. What God told us to do, what God instructed us, What did God say? What were his instructions? We've got to remain faithful. God, give us strength today to remain faithful. God, give us strength today to overcome fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. You've not given us the spirit of fear. Father, help us today to stand in faith. Help us today to trust your word, to trust your promises, to trust your rhema word, the spoken word, trust your prophetic word, to war for your words. Because God had told them, encamp right where you are. Has God told us today, encamp right where you are? Sometimes it looks a hot mess. Sometimes it can be in our jobs, in our careers. Things are being shaken. And as they're being shaken, God is sifting out who he want out. But when he's told you, encamp right here where I instructed you, that doesn't mean for you to decide in your own wisdom based on your sight vision. I better quit this job. I better get out of here. Things are being shaken. I better resign. Wait a minute. What did the Lord say to you? The topic is that the promise awaits. We've got to be careful not to abort, not to negate the promise of God for our lives, over our lives. We've got to be careful that we remain sensitive to the Spirit, remain connected to the vine, remain and keep a listening ear for the Holy Spirit's voice, that we take our instructions from the Commander-in-Chief, that we follow him. He'll never lead us astray. He will lead and he will guide us into all truth. He's only going to speak what he hears. The Father say, Christ say, that's what he's going to reveal to us. So it's so important that we hold fast to the promises of God till we see the manifestation, till we see the fruition of that thing that God has promised, that he has spoken, that will surely come to pass if we remain faithful to his word and we remain faithful to stand in faith. When we're perplexed, having done all the scripture says stand. When we're dismayed, having done all the scripture says stand. When we don't know which way to turn, to the left or to the right, when the enemy comes in like a flood, this is what we see in the scriptures. God will raise up a standard. We see this. The enemy is about to overtake the children of Israel. And they wake up and they see. They lift up their eyes and they see the Israel's marching after them. They were so afraid. They were terrified and panicked. And they cried out unto the Lord. That's a good place to start, right? It's always a good place to invite God into the situation. Always a good place to say, Holy Spirit, help your girl. Help your man servant. Help your woman servant. God, I need help today. It's a good place to start. It's all right to ask God for help. Let's read further. Verse 11. And the children of Israel said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt. Now they're talking out the side of their mouth. Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? Here you done took us away to die out here in the wilderness. Why did you deal with us this way to carry us out of Egypt? Oh, be careful, saints. Be careful, be careful, be careful. When it looks bad, be careful of walking by sight. Because when it looks bad, guess what? You're going to say what you see. You're going to give in to the emotions. The emotions going to carry you in a direction that's not what God has called you to. Be careful, saints, to hold fast to the promise. The promise is waiting on you. Remember, I said, God is never, we're never waiting on God. We're never, never waiting on him. He's always waiting on you and I. It's us hindering us. But if we can grab a hold to God, when I don't see it, like the Hebrew boys, they said our God is able. If he don't save us, we know he's able. If he decides for some reason this is the assignment, we yet will trust him. We yet cleave to what we know our God. It's important to know God in these days and trying times. It's important that you have a relationship. Do you have a relationship with the Lord? Do you have a saving knowledge? Do you have a knowledge by salvation? Do you have a knowledge of intimacy with him? I don't trust that my grandma knew him. I don't trust that my mama and my dad knew him, but I've got to know him for myself. These are you got to know him for yourself days. The promise is hinging and contingent upon you knowing him, you being tied to him, you being joined to him, you being one with him. And it starts with accepting him. Do you accept Jesus Christ? You get the promise. Do you accept Jesus Christ? You receive the promise. You accept Jesus Christ, you receive the exchange. Your sins for his saving grace and sin-free life. Your sins for his power of redemption and resurrection. Great opportunity. Let's continue to, I want to at least read this passage. Verse 13. After the people started complaining, after the people became afraid that they thought we're going to die today, they begin talking about death. Look at their conversation. It makes you think about our conversation when things go bad. What do we talk about? Do we yet speak life and faith in God's word? Do we yet speak, oh, I'm standing on God's word? Do we yet make declarations out of our mouths that the Lord is faithful? Do we yet make declarations out of our mouth that we are an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus? Out of their mouths, you could see their position. Their position was fear, terror, panic, dismay. And Moses said to the people, the children of Israel, fear not, stand still. Oh, sometimes we need that. Moses, sometimes you can see in movies and shows, the person is panicked. The person they're beyond the ability to hear you and reason logically. And so what do you see? You see somebody take their hand and slap them across their face to jar them back to reality, the truth of God. So Moses, in a manner of speaking, gives the children of Israel a spiritual slap. He said, fear ye not, stand still. What's the matter? What's going on? He said, fear you not, stand still and see. You've been walking by faith. You've been walking by sight. You've been seeing the wrong thing. But when you walk by faith, you see through the eyes of faith. You see in a different dimension. You see in a different realm. You see in a different level. You see in a different light because you see beyond what you see in the natural. You see what God said. So he gives them a spiritual slap to jar them out of confusion. Confusion had set in. Here they're speaking crazy, talking crazy language, talking about death and graves when they're on the brink of the promise that is awaiting them. They're on the brink of breakthrough. They're on the brink of deliverance. They're on the brink of the manifestation of everything God promised. He said, wait a minute. Moses said, don't fear. Don't get caught up in the fear trap. He said, stand still and see the salvation. Watch the Lord rescue us from these Egyptians. Let me hurry, hurry, hurry. He said, God will show to you today his salvation today. God, show us your salvation today in our particular situations, in our particular circumstances, in our places where we're surrounded, where the enemy is about to overtake us, Father. Oh, God, give us supernatural strength and ability to have faith and trust you, to not move, to be immovable in our faith and trusting God and our knowing you. Help us to be immovable today. Help us to stand still and see your salvation today. Let deliverance come today to our children, to our loved ones, to our husbands, to our wives, to our marriages, to our relationships, in our families, on our jobs, in our businesses. God, let us see your salvation. Let us see the manifestation of the promise of God today. He said, Moses said, these Egyptians that you see that got y'all coming unraveled. Today you see them, but guess what? You won't see them anymore. And Moses said, verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Let's go to verse 15. And the Lord spoke to Moses, and he said, why are the children of Israel crying to me? He said, wherefore criest thou to me? He said, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Hallelujah. The promise awaits, but you gotta go forward. What direction are you going in? Which way are you turning? Which way are you facing? Where is your movement taking you? Are you backing up? Are you making decisions without the leading of the Holy Spirit? Are you resigning? Are you reneging on the promise? Are you negating the promise? You gotta go forward. The promise is ahead. I'm reminded of how God came and he rescued Abraham, and Abraham interceded for his nephew, and the angels of the Lord rescued Lot and rescued Lot's family. They could not destroy the city until they got Lot and his family out because of Abraham's intercession. But there was one in the family unit that could not go forward without looking back. And it says Lot's wife looked back, and they had told her not to look back. They had told them direction to go in, to run and make haste and get to where God told them. And she looked back and she got turned into a pillar of salt. And she did not go forward. God is saying, the promise is awaiting you, but you got to go forward today. I've got promises with my name on them. You've got promises with your name on them. You've got destiny. Packages waiting. Some of these packages been waiting for years and years on us. God has been awaiting us to get stepping, get moving, move forward. Sometimes you know how we are. 2 steps forward, 10 steps back, but not today. Would you say with me, not today, no longer. No longer 2 steps forward, 10 steps back. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare no more delay in our lives, but we will go forward in you, in your strength, in your mighty working power, in the power of your name. As the Holy Spirit leads us, Father, we're coming forward. We're taking our orders from the Holy Spirit. We want everything you have assigned to us, the plans, the good plan of God for our lives, the good provision of God for our lives, the warehouse stored up filled with treasures. God has declared this is for you and your generations and your legacy and your children's children. I want it all in the name of Jesus. I pray today the promise awaits you and I. I pray today that this word is stirring and mixing with faith in our heart that we are going forward in God. Did we finish reading? Verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou out to me, but speak to the children of Israel, that they go forward. One version, as I'm looking at it, it says, and the Lord will fight for you. Just stay calm. Sometimes we need that reminder. Just stay calm. Let me read. I want to read 16. But the Lord instructed Moses. He said, pick up your staff, raise your hand over the sea, divide the water so the children of Israel can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground, but lift up your rod, the staff, stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. That's the kind of God we serve. That is what the Lord wants to encourage us to know. The promise awaits, and the promise is not going to, we're not going to be deterred if we will do what he says, if we will follow his instructions to the T. He has the ability to override everything that's trying to push us back, to keep us from the promises. He has the power to cause us, you and I in our lives, to walk through in the midst of a storm, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of being surrounded by your enemy. God is a way maker, and he has the ability to make a way where there is no way, where there seems to be no way. There is always a way through God. And so I pray today that you are encouraged as you hear this kingdom sound, that you are hungry now for the promises that God has promised you, for the promises that God has upon your life and your children's lives and your family's life and your ministry's life, your business, whatever the promise is of God is. I pray that your hearts are stirred and that you will go forward every day, not backwards, taking steps toward God, what God has ordained for you today. You've been listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are a radio ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. I just want to invite you, come and join us at one of our service times, Sunday at 11 a.m., Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. You are welcome. You may come at Victory as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. You're going to know that Jesus loves you. God bless you and keep you until we see you again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. right here on the radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.